And we're pleased to have joining us on the Revel Wireless Hotline, a regular on this show, Hanford Top Dog Dixon. Hanford, I know we haven't had a chance really to get caught up with this coaching staff. It's been a while. I know I was on the road last week, but it's great to have you back aboard. And now the entire Browns coaching staff for 2013 is finalized. And I want to start with the place that I know you focus on the most, which would be defense, and Ray Horton coming in as defensive coordinator. And I know the first thing that's got to jump out at you, Hanford, is the aggressive style that he is planning to bring to this football team that is part of his calling card.
Vic, there is no question about it. I mean, I am just so happy with the addition of Ray joining this staff and being the defensive coordinator, pretty much for the reasons that you just gave. He is a guy that loves to attack. He doesn't wait for things to happen. He's the type of guy on defense that he's going to make things happen. And, you know, I think what we're going to see is, obviously, we may go to the 3-4, but I think we're going to see a little bit of everything on that defense. And, obviously, we know Ray come from a 3-4 background with coming to this football team. But you know what I told Joe Hayton and those guys? I said, man, look, let me tell you something. You guys know now you're talking about being on an island. You really got to be on one right now because Ray is going to blitz coming off the bus.
Yes. Yeah, and I'm glad you brought that up because that is exactly the consequence of having that aggressive attacking mentality. When you are blitzing as much as this Browns team will be likely doing so and very much following that Steeler model, you're asking your corners to be in man coverage. You're asking them, as you say, to be on an island. So talk about that from the perspective of someone who played that position, Hanford, is what does it entail from a mindset? And for Joe Hayden, it sounds to me like it takes him back to what he was the last time he was in a 3-4 defense, 2010, and he was very prolific picking off passes.
Well, yes, Vic, and you know, I look for us. Obviously, I don't expect us to make a big splash. What I mean by big splash is go out and spend a ton of money, crazy money, with free agency. I don't expect us to go out and, like, for instance, I think the kid out of New York,
Revis
is
yeah.
available. But I don't expect us, because that's crazy money. I don't expect us to go out and do all that, but I do expect us to go out and find another corner, a corner that can cover, a corner that can play a man-to-man defense, because obviously we're going to need one. Vic, I tell you what, Frank and I, we obviously the mindset we had when we played it, we very rarely went to the huddle. I mean, we knew that obviously we had to be attacked, we had to play man-to-man, we had our guys pretty much all over the field. To say that, you still have to know what the defense is and what the coverage is because, obviously, it's a team sport. But you have to have that mentality as a corner that you have to shut down your guy in order for the defense to work. And I think, Joe Hayton is not going to have a problem with that. But, you know, I think it's time for us to find that other corner, somebody else that could do that. And, Vic, you know, once you go to that 3-4 defense, I mean, not only the corners, you have to have linebackers that can cover in the scheme of things. So it's going to be interesting to see the moves that we make this offseason.
Yeah, it will be to see the rest of, as you say, the rest of the story, how it all fits together, because there are going to be components that have to be added for sure when you're going to this approach defensively, players that are probably a better fit than what you might already have, or you just want to enhance, you want to get better. That's really the whole thought process with adding players to your roster or making changes to your roster. But here's the other thing, too. There's a lot of zone principles to this. And again, going back to 2010, Joe Hayden, It clearly was a comfortable guy working in zone coverage. It put him in more ball hawking opportunities to make those interceptions. And I know it was a big transition, a difficult transition for him to deal with a lot of the one-to-one, one-on-one man coverage situation that Dick Geron's 4-3 scheme asked of him and the other cornerbacks. And it seemed like he was, I'm not saying longing for what he had done previously when Rob Ryan was the defensive coordinator under Eric Mangini, but you just got the sense that those zone concepts that were part of that defense, that 3-4, which will no doubt be part of this 3-4, appealed to him.
Well, yes, you're exactly right. And I'm going to tell you something, a funny story. You know, I've been texting, me and Chud, we've been texting back and forth. I have him laughing because I told Chud, I said, Chud, I said, you know, the Baltimore Ravens have a special team coach, and they also have a kicking coach. And I said, you know, you need someone to coach those corners. And he just, you know, I have him laughing. He texted me back laughing, but, you know, because he knows I'm only kidding with him. But, Vic, I tell you what, it's going to be interesting. I'm so happy that we got this whole staff right now complete, and everybody is in. I mean, everybody's here. Everybody can now concentrate on the things that we need to do, not only defensively but also offensively, to make this football team a better football team. Because, like you, and I think you were out in New Orleans. I was there, and I just kept visualizing the Browns being in the big show and being a part of this. I mean, it's just an unbelievable the way things happen during Super Bowl week. And I just believe and want us within the next 5 years. People can say I'm crazy. That's all right. I have my own opinion. Sure. I just, within the next 5 years, I think we're going to be a part of that whole big show.
Hanford Dixon, the top dog, joining us via the Revel Wireless Hotline here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as we talk more about the coaching changes on the Browns and the staff that has been put in place and, again, finally completed, which is a big, big step in a lot of moves. Besides Ray Horton being named defensive coordinator, of course, the other move that has a lot of people excited, not just in Cleveland but throughout the NFL, the addition of North Turner as offensive coordinator. And I know, Hanford, you've followed him, studied him closely, and we've talked a lot about how the offensive approach of this team has got to evolve going forward. Now you have in Turner a great teacher of quarterbacks and of quarterbacks. He's been, and he's going to have that role as quarterbacks coach to go along with offensive coordinator. But we talked about aggressive defense. We're going to see aggressive offense. That is Rob Chudzinski. That is North Turner. That is the dynamic impact that I know Jimmy Haslam and Joe Banner expect from them.
Vic, you know, a lot of people asked me when this whole thing came up about what do I think about Chuck being our head football coach, and my answer has always been, I think it's very, very important who he pick as his defensive and offensive coordinator. And what a better choice than picking Norm Turner as the offensive coordinator, because I think it's like having two head football coaches on the team, two head coaches on the staff. I mean, Norm is a guy that Chud can always go to for advice, can always go to for suggestions, and we both know that both of them are great and good offensive minds. You know, one of the things I thought that was lacking last year on this football team, talking about offenses and with our quarterback, I just don't think we did enough to help Brandon Wheaton. And obviously, with the new coach that we have, talking about Norm Turner, talking about Chudzinski, I think he is going to get the help and every chance, every possibility he's going to have that now to develop into an elite quarterback.
Yeah, I think, and we've talked about this before, I think you're right about that. I think it's easily forgotten because of the age thing, because of the fact he was 29 years old as a rookie quarterback, that there was a lot of assumption that he was further along in his development than he was. And I believe the previous coaching staff, Pat Shurmur, Brad Childress, recognized Mark Whipple, the quarterback's coach, I think they recognized that they had a rookie and not a guy who was somehow advanced in his knowledge of the NFL game. But at the same time, I think there was greater emphasis on scheming against opponents, coming up with offensive solutions to beat defensive strategy, which you have to do, and this coaching staff has got to do that as well. But I think there also has to be more time invested in bringing him along technically as a quarterback. And I think the whole difference of where this Browns team could be, not only there is no magic in the plays that are called, even though I think we can expect more aggressive play calling from North Turner, but I think it's also in how far Brandon Whedon comes along. That to me is the entire key to where this team goes. And it's not that I'm saying Whedon is going to be the guy. I know there's a question surrounding that. No one has declared him the starter, Rob Chudzinski, no one. But he is, if you just look at it at its minimum, getting him better gives this team a better chance. And then if it's a better choice at quarterback than Whedon, then all the better for that. But I'm saying at the very least, they will have a more developed quarterback in his second year by a long shot.
Well, Vic, I've always said, I don't have a problem with competition. I've always said competition brings out the best in a player or you or me or whoever it is. And I think that's all fine and dandy. But I think Brandon Wheaton is going to rise to the occasion. I think he's going to be up for the task. Again, just like you said, he was a rookie last year. He was an older rookie, but he was a rookie last year. And he is going to see things a lot different in his second year. Things are going to really, really slow down for him. And with the addition of Turner on this staff, with Chud on this staff, obviously we know how he's helped quarterbacks. I think we're going to be okay. But you have to be excited, Vic, and I know you are, just like I am with this football team. I can't wait to see the pieces that we're going to add, both offensively and defensively, because we are not far away. This football team is pretty darn close, and I just look forward to the off season and getting this thing rolling again. You know, the football season just ended, but I want to crank it up again right away.
I'm with you on that, and I know we've spent a lot of time when we talk about the offense about the quarterback, but you know, for North Turner, it was attractive to him to see, okay, you've got Trent Richardson here, we got this offensive line that's pretty solid in front of him and in front of the quarterback, so there's a lot to work with. And then, as you say, whatever is enhanced through the offseason, I think can take this team to a significantly better place.
You got it, my friend, and I'm looking forward to it.
All right. He is Hanford Top Dog Dixon, joining us as he always does, and he barks no matter whether he's in the studio or on the phone, right here via the Revel Wireless Hotline on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We've got more coming up. Your questions and comments, we'll address those in Ask Vic. That's next on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.